Here with me I have Dr. Scott Nordstrom, and we just learned about InterVet's new Onset 5IN. First of all, just tell me what this product is.
Onset 5IM is an intranasal five-way modified live viral vaccine. The work's been done in calves that were 3 to 8 days of age. So it's an opportunity to approach these young calves with a vaccine at a very early age.
Tell me how it challenges traditional thinking of how and when calves should be vaccinated.
Well, traditionally we've been told that young calves couldn't respond because they have an immature immune system. And we started to challenge that because we looked at the formation of PIs and we recognized that, indeed, PIs could only form in the first trimester because after that a competent immune system was developed. So that was one of the areas of challenge. Another one was that they couldn't respond to under high stress situations. We did it in the first week with our vaccination under a situation that was high stress, and they provided good protection.
I know you've been working on this for a while. Tell us a little bit about how long it's taken to develop this product.
Well, we were really fortunate. When we launched Vista, we started to look at these immunologic concepts, and we worked closely with our R&D group, so it was really impressive how quickly we were able to develop it. It went from concept to product in a 3-year period, which is pretty amazing when you consider FDA products that would take you 10 to 20 years to develop. We did this through the USDA with approved trials in less than 3 years.
Tell me about some of the diseases that this helps then protect against.
Okay, it protects against IBR, PI3, BRSV, BVD type 1, and also BVD type 2, which is the first time we've ever seen BRSV and BVD in a vaccine intranasally.
So talk about some of the advantages that you see to this then over what are the alternatives.
Well, if we look at the alternatives, one, when we look at traditional vaccination, IM or sub-Q, beef quality assurance, it is a great opportunity. Animal welfare, it's another great opportunity because we don't have to repetitively stick calves with a needle. And the other opportunity is immunologically, it does a great job in shutting down the replication of organisms right at the site of entry, which is on the mucosal surfaces in the nose.
So looking at beef production in particular, how is this advantageous, especially to beef producers?
Well, I think when I think of beef producers, one of the greatest opportunities I see is in the newborn calf. Producers that are having summer pneumonias, it's an opportunity to get a vaccine in to a very young calf and allow him to respond. Other opportunities are going to be in high-stress cattle because you don't see the traditional depression of white cell count that we see with parental vaccination. So it's a great opportunity in the high-stress situation.
How about looking at the dairy side then?
In the dairy side, we see the same thing where these calves come in very young. We've traditionally waited 1 week before we vaccinate them. With this product, we feel real comfortable going in at that 3 to 8 day old period on these newborn calves and using the vaccine. We also see an opportunity prior to stressful situations and during stressful situations such as the fresh cow.
So for the application process, for people who might be a little hesitant to think that that's going to be doable, describe how you would handle the calf and administer it.
Well, with a young calf, it's going to be easy. As these calves are handled, they're ear tagged, they're processed, it's going to be a great opportunity just to pull that head up and put the vaccine, and it can go in one or both nostrils. For the adult cow, in many situations, we did a trial where we actually looked at milk effect on milk production, which it didn't have any, but it was very easily administered as opposed to administering a vaccine sub-Q over a headlock. So the intranasal actually offered us some opportunities there.
And how about availability?
It's available now. Right now it's available in 5, 10s, and 50s, and this fall we'll also have single doses, which will be nice for smaller operations.
Anything else you'd like to point out we didn't touch on there?
Well, I'd just like to say it's been a great opportunity because we've been able to challenge some of the traditional dogmas surrounding vaccinations, and we think it's going to just be a real opportunity to get into situations where before we were reluctant to utilize a vaccine because we didn't know how these calves would respond, and we think this has really given us some insight into the immune system of cattle.
Great. Well, thank you very much for having us here to talk about Onset 5IN. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.